Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 26, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Huobi gains approval to launch digital asset exchange in Thailand for Q3. Apply Financial, CurrencyCloud partner for cross-border payments. Payments startup Paysend completes £8.50 MLN Series B. Allied Payment Network teams up with Ready Enterprise Development. Singtel launches its Via Mobile Payment Alliance in Japan. Visa to work on biometrics, cashless payments for the Olympics. First Data Q2 earnings beat estimates ahead of Fiserv integration. Libro Credit Union's new cutting-edge digital origination equals game-changer. UKGC initiates consultation on credit card gambling. EBA publishes fourth set of clarifications on APIs under PSD2. Banks and third-party providers agree on joint efforts regarding the transition to new payment rules. Worldline participates in EU-funded social network project Helios. Banks and third-party providers agree on joint efforts regarding the transition to new payment rules. European Central Bank publishes 2018 payment stats. Now let's get started. Huobi gains approval to launch digital asset exchange in Thailand for Q3. Huobi Group announced that its Huobi Thailand unit obtained a government license to operate a digital asset exchange that will launch by the third quarter, offering a coin-to-coin exchange and an on- and off-ramp for fiat currency. Huobi is one of the largest exchanges in the world by trading volume and has 6 years of experience providing safe and secure operations in digital asset trading, Sakta Katakau, chief executive of Huobi, said in a company release. Our mission in Thailand is to provide Thai users with secure and reliable digital asset trading services through verified technical capabilities. Huobi said that its Huobi Cloud unit seeks out local partners to collaborate with as part of the company's growth strategy. Huobi Cloud also serves as a one-stop shop for those seeking to set up their own digital asset exchanges. Apply Financial, CurrencyCloud partner for cross-border payments. Apply Financial has announced a partnership with CurrencyCloud to streamline international payments. By integrating with Apply Financial's Validate API, CurrencyCloud is able to validate beneficiary account details and extend its existing validation workflow, streamlining the payment processing and integration processes for clients. While account detail validation improves straight-through payments (STP) rates over wire transfers and ACH payments, account detail validation has also become important to the real-time payment initiation process with the increase in instant payment systems becoming available around the globe. Apply Financial's APIs will help CurrencyCloud and their clients to improve STP rates and comply with the evolving regulatory requirements in the real-time landscape. Apply Financial's APIs are already live in the CurrencyCloud API suite, with further validation improvements to follow over the following months of 2019. Payments startup Paysend completes £8.50 MLN Series B. International fintech startup Paysend has closed a £8.5 million Series B fundraise from GVA Capital, alongside 933 investors on investment platform Seeders. GVA invested £3.95 million into the international money transfer company, and Seeders raised £4.6 million. Proceeds from the fundraise will be used to support the global rollout for the business. During the campaign, Paysend also announced the launch of its global digital currency, Pays XDR. Pays XDR is a digital currency backed by a basket of 5 fiat currencies, USD, EUR, GBP, JPY, CNY. Reserves are matched in the exact proportion of the International Monetary Fund's Special Drawing Rights, SDR. Pays XDR will be available via the global account and a Pays XDR wallet. The reserves supporting the currency will be independently audited and openly published. Allied Payment Network teams up with Ready Enterprise Development. Allied Payment Network has partnered with Ready Enterprise Development to combine its loan payment technology with Ready's RediNotify communications platform. The agreement will facilitate loan collection efficiency for Ready Bank and credit union clients and streamline digital the payment experience for customers. RediNotify allows financial institutions to provide its account holders with real-time notifications, such as loan payment due notices, maturity notices, loan payment past due and more, which used to be delivered by U.S. mail. Account holders can choose to receive the notifications via the delivery channel they like, SMS, text, email, IVR, mobile push or through third-party web API integration. Moreover, consumers will be able to make a payment to the bank or credit union by clicking a link in the message. For instance, a financial institution may send a loan payment due notification via text message. The consumer can click the link in the message to make an immediate one-time payment with no additional login or verification. The institution transfers the loan payment directly from the user's account and provides payment verification to the consumer. Singtel launches its Via Mobile Payment Alliance in Japan. Singtel has debuted its cross-border mobile payment alliance, Via, in Japan through the StarPay platform by Japan-based tech company Netstars. This expands the Via Alliance's footprint beyond Singapore and Thailand, the telco said in a joint media statement with Netstars. The Via Alliance connects both telco and non-telco mobile wallets across borders, creating a region-wide payment network where travelers can use their local mobile wallets at participating merchants. Merchants at the Haneda Airport International Terminal, which is operated by Japan Airport Terminal Co., can now accept QR code payments from tourists on Via. More acceptance points across Japan will be added in 2020, starting with the rest of Tokyo and other popular tourist destinations such as Osaka, Kyoto, and Hokkaido. Netstars integrates all major Japanese payment brands such as LINE Pay, PayPay, Rakuten Pay, and Docomo Pay and overseas payment brands including China-based WeChat Pay and Alipay. More mobile wallets will be joining Via in the coming months. Visa to work on biometrics, cashless payments for the Olympics. Visa has announced that it is preparing new payment technologies including biometrics and other cashless payments solutions for the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. Previously, as the worldwide payment technology partner of the Olympic Games, Visa has experimented with different payment options such as wearables at Olympics. For Tokyo 2020, technologies including biometric payment authentication, wearables, and mobile applications including digitally issued cards will be explored. Visa is working with merchants, particularly fast food restaurants, and convenience stores, to enable contactless point-of-sale payments and drive digital payment adoption ahead of the games. The announcement is part of the Cashless Japan initiative carried out by the Japanese government, which aims to double digital payments to 40% of all transactions in the country by 2025. Moreover, the Tokyo 2020 Games are expected to feature biometric access control from NEC for athletes, staff, and media, and visitors to the country will be processed with biometric customs checks at airports across the country. First Data Q2 earnings beat estimates ahead of Fiserv integration. First Data Corp. reported second quarter earnings that slightly beat consensus estimates as the payment processing company is set to complete its merger with Fiserv Inc., following their massive $22 billion merger deal in January. First Data reported adjusted second quarter earnings of $409 million, or 42 cents a share, an 8% increase from the year-ago quarter. Earnings came in 1 point ahead of consensus estimates of 41 cents a share from Zacks. Our strong results from the first half of the year reflect great momentum we continue to see around the world in both our merchant acquiring and card processing businesses, Frank Bisignano, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of First Data, said in the earnings announcement. As we look ahead, we remain focused on executing against our key strategic initiatives, including continuously innovating to help our clients, and are confident that the pending merger with Fiserv will enhance our offerings and create tremendous value for our clients and shareholders. The company did not hold a conference call with analysts due to the pending close of the Fiserv deal next week. Revenue for the quarter rose 2% to $2.48 billion. The company reiterated its annual earnings forecast of $1.55 to $1.58 per share and revenue growth of 5% to 6%. Libro Credit Union's new cutting-edge digital origination equals game changer. For immediate release, Libro Credit Union upgrades, integrated digital account origination. Ontario's Libro Credit Union has upgraded to ThirdStream Inc.'s latest iteration of their digital account origination platform. The deployment leverages the solution's integrated identity verification capabilities, providing multi-factor identity verification and real-time account funding. The solution enables consumers from across Ontario to join Libro, from anywhere, anytime, with full security, complying with all banking regulations. Libro Credit Union initially selected ThirdStream's Cumulus platform as part of its digital banking strategy, selecting the company for its knowledge and experience in the Canadian marketplace. When people are looking for a new bank to put their money, they're looking for a partner that not only matches their values but also makes it extremely easy to get started, so it was important to partner with a fintech that could make a fairly complex process seem quick and easy, said Michael Ketelaars, Libro Credit Union. We know that people's first impression of Libro is extremely important and now you're able to join Libro in minutes using this new platform, from any device. Making it easy for people to become owners of Libro, quickly and seamlessly will be extremely important moving forward as our message of growing prosperity continues to resonate across our region. The Cumulus online platform is one of four onboarding modules deployed by ThirdStream, helping financial institutions attract individuals and businesses, in branch and online. The platform is now integrated with all of Canada's leading enterprise account processing providers. This helps clients expand their base of account holders, expand the range of services offered to existing customers, creating a consistent customer experience in branch and online, from any device, in any location. The team at ThirdStream is proud of the long-standing relationship with Libro, Keith Ginter, CEO says. Libro is an example of a financial institution focused on providing owners with the modern banking experiences consumers expect. ThirdStream has been building out solutions that promote improved customer experiences and helping financial institutions achieve on their growth and efficiency objectives. Libro joins over 30 leading Canadian financial institutions in adopting the online and in-branch account opening and digital lending solutions ThirdStream has deployed today. Libro Credit Union upgrades Cont. About Libro Credit Union. Libro Credit Union is the largest credit union in southwestern Ontario, a full-service financial institution with a social purpose. Libro has 105,000 owners, because customers really do own the company and take a share of the profits. More than 600 employees work in 31 branches serving 25 communities across southwestern Ontario and offering accounts, loans, financial, investments, credit cards, cash management and employer services. Libro Credit Union. About ThirdStream. ThirdStream, headquartered in Lethbridge, Alberta, is the leading provider of in-branch and online onboarding and lending solutions for consumers and business transactions. Serving clients in every province from Quebec to British Columbia, ThirdStream's onboarding experience solutions serve over 30 Canadian financial institutions, representing more than $330 billion in assets. ThirdStream is continually evolving its product line, allowing its clients to pay a modest monthly fee for account opening solutions that offer continual and seamlessly delivered improvements. To learn more, visit ThirdStream or email George Hofsink, VP Sales and Marketing, ThirdStream at george@thirdstream.ca. UKGC initiates consultation on credit card gambling. The United Kingdom Gambling Commission, UKGC, has announced a consultation with the public and industry stakeholders on the use of credit cards for online gambling. According to Casino Guardian, the regulator is considering an outright ban on credit card gambling but said it would be taking input from the gambling industry before taking further action. If a ban on credit card gambling is to be introduced, consumers may look for other methods for borrowing money to fund their gambling habits, such as loans and overdraft. The consultation process starts in mid-August 2019 and is aimed to help the Commission decide on the measures needed to eliminate the risks for consumers posed by gambling with borrowed money. The process will last 12 weeks and it will focus on an overview of the financial and gambling sectors and the possibility of replacing credit cards with alternative forms of borrowing for gambling purposes. Moreover, during the consultation, the UKGC will approach the issue of e-wallets and their potential risk for gamblers. When e-wallets are used for gambling, operators are unable to pinpoint the origin of the payments and whether the funds were transferred from credit cards or not. Additionally, the Commission would be seeking more evidence about gamblers' motivations for using credit cards. In February 2019, the UKGC issued a call for evidence on gambling online with credit cards. It noted that such practices were already well established as a risk factor for harmful gambling and sought input to help decide what restrictions were needed. EBA publishes fourth set of clarifications on APIs under PSD2. The European Banking Authority, EBA, published today clarifications to a fourth set of issues that had been raised by participants of its working group, WG, on APIs under PSD2. The clarifications respond to issues raised on the confirmation of payment execution, biometrics and authentication on mobile apps, access to non-payment account information, stress testing, qualified ADAS certificates for account servicing payment service providers, ASPSPs, the 4x per day access by account initiation service providers, AISPs, and the sharing of payment account number with payment initiation service providers, PISPs. Background and next steps. In January 2019, the EBA established a working group, WG, on APIs under PSD2, consisting of 30 individuals representing account servicing payment service providers, ASPSPs, third-party providers, TPPs, API initiatives, and others market participants. The aim of the group is to facilitate industry preparedness for the Regulatory Technical Standard, RTS, on strong customer authentication and common and secure communication and to support the development of high-performing and customer-focused APIs under PSD2. The group is tasked with identifying issues and challenges that market participants face during the testing and use of API interfaces in the period leading up to the application date of the RTS on 14 September 2019. The group is also asked to propose solutions on how the identified issues could be addressed, which the EBA and national authorities will then consider when providing clarifications in response to the issues raised. On the 11th of March, the 1st of April and the 26th of April 2019, the EBA published clarifications to the first, second and third set of issues that had been raised by the working group. Today's publication is the response to the fourth set of issues. In the weeks to come, the EBA will add further clarifications. Banks and third-party providers agree on joint efforts regarding the transition to new payment rules. Today, the European Banking Federation (EBF), the European Association of Cooperative Banks (EACB), and the European Savings and Retail Banking Group (ESBG), known collectively as the European Credit Sector Associations (ECSAs) on the one side and the European Third Party Providers Association (ETPPA) and the Financial Data and Technology Association (FDATA) on the other side, formulated a joint statement to smoothen the transition to the new security and communication standards that will be applicable from 14 September 2019 within the framework of the Revised Payments Services Directive (PSD2). The statement covers a series of communication and information-related commitments to improve the interactions between banks and third-party providers (TPPs) regarding the implementation of the new standards. The parties to the statement reasserted their full commitment to the objectives of PSD2, which will create a more secure, innovative and competitive payments landscape with stronger consumer protection. The successful implementation of the PSD2 framework aims to create a vibrant market for payments in the European Union, opening up new opportunities for all the players involved. Representatives of the banking sector stressed that with this statement the banking industry is sending a strong signal about its willingness to make PSD2 a success. According to them, the objective of this initiative is to put forward joint solutions to facilitate as much as possible the implementation of PSD2. TPP representatives highlighted the need to ensure full business continuity of TPP-provided services to the benefit of European consumers, merchants and corporates. Both parties also call on the national competent authorities to use the possibilities given to them within the law to the maximum extent possible to help avoid unintended customer detriment. The statement resulted from a continued dialogue between representatives of the two third-party providers associations and the three ECSAs overseen by the relevant EU authorities, including DG FISMA and DG COMP of the European Commission, as well as the European Banking Authority. The parties to the statement will monitor the progress made on a best effort basis until 14 September 2019. Worldline participates in EU-funded social network project Helios. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, the European market leader in payment and transaction services, has been selected as a partner of the European Union-funded project Helios. By providing its expertise in the areas of system and privacy security and rewarding functionalities, Worldline is in the core of what is expected to become a truly European social network. Investing in innovation is a critical strategic priority for Worldline, especially in the age of digital transformation, and becoming a partner of the project Helios further demonstrates its commitment to research and development, R&D, and innovation projects. Along with 15 partners, including world-renowned universities and research centers across Europe, Worldline is the only payment and transaction services provider to participate in this project that is set to redefine the future of social networks. With more than 45 years of experience in innovation and its leading-edge, award-winning solutions and expertise, Worldline will be working with all partners in two main areas, security and privacy, and the development of rewarding strategies. Helios is a three-year research and innovation action project funded by the European Commission as part of its H2020 program, working on the development of a decentralized social media platform that will address the dynamic nature of human communication and interactions, and create a setting that provides the users control of three aspects: privacy, ownership, and sharing of content, all of which are stripped away when using any of the mainstream platforms. By supporting Helios project, Worldline looks forward to developing a platform that will allow developers to create easy-to-apply social network functionalities by reducing costs and development complexity, which many are claiming could become the European alternative to the current global social media giants. Helios was created with the aim to create a new social network vision grounded on transparency and verification, integrating blockchain-enabled network architecture to support the highest level of trust and control of the platform. With decentralization, the platform allows new ways to control content creation and sharing, ensuring the highest level of privacy while complying with all ethical and legal requirements. Many of the existing and high-profile social networks generate an impression that users have total control over their data, but in truth, by accepting privacy policies, they are in fact handing over the power to social media sites to use their data in the way they choose. Banks and third-party providers agree on joint efforts regarding the transition to new payment rules. European credit sector associations, ECSAs, and third-party provider associations have formulated a joint statement on PSD2 rules applicable on 14 September 2019. The European Banking Federation, EBF, the European Association of Cooperative Banks, EACB, and the European Savings and Retail Banking Group, ESBG, known collectively as the European Credit Sector Associations, ECSAs, on the one side, and the European Third-Party Providers Association, ETPPA, and the Financial Data and Technology Association, FDATA, on the other side, have formulated a joint statement to smoothen the transition to the new security and communication standards that will be applicable from 14 September 2019 within the framework of the Revised Payments Services Directive, PSD2. The statement covers a series of communication and information-related commitments to improve the interactions between banks and third-party providers, TPPs, regarding the implementation of the new standards. The parties to the statement reasserted their full commitment to the objectives of PSD2, which will create a more secure, innovative and competitive payments landscape with stronger consumer protection. The successful implementation of the PSD2 framework aims to create a vibrant market for payments in the European Union, opening up new opportunities for all the players involved. Representatives of the banking sector stressed that with this statement the banking industry is sending a strong signal about its willingness to make PSD2 a success. According to them, the objective of this initiative is to put forward joint solutions to facilitate as much as possible the implementation of PSD2. TPP representatives highlighted the need to ensure full business continuity of TPP-provided services to the benefit of European consumers, merchants and corporates. Both parties also call on the national competent authorities to use the possibilities given to them within the law to the maximum extent possible to help avoid unintended customer detriment. The statement resulted from a continued dialogue between representatives of the two third-party providers associations and the three ECSAs overseen by the relevant EU authorities, including DG FISMA and DG COMP of the European Commission, as well as the European Banking Authority. The parties to the statement will monitor the progress made on a best effort basis until 14 September 2019. Ralph Olhausen, executive advisor at PPRO, vice chairman of ETPPA, and member of the task force agreeing this statement, commented, "I am really glad we managed to strengthen the dialogue between ourselves and the banks and were able to agree some very important points. In particular, the joint understanding that the regulators in each country are now playing the key role and that altogether we must ensure that contingency measures are in place to avoid any customer detriments come the 14th of September. Today's joint statement is not only important because of the number of result-oriented and pragmatic mutual commitments that it contains, but also because of the collaborative process that led to it," declared Valdis Dombrovskis, Vice President for Financial Stability, Financial Services and Capital Markets Union declared. He added, "Banks and TPPs are complementary and should work hand in hand to ensure business continuity in payments. I invite parties to respect fully their commitments. I am convinced that the innovative and competitive EU payments market fostered by the PSD2 is a great opportunity for all, be they consumers, small or large merchants, TPPs or banks." European Central Bank publishes 2018 payment stats. The European Central Bank, ECB, has today published the 2018 statistics on non-cash payments, which comprise indicators on access to and use of payment services and terminals by the public, as well as volumes and values of transactions processed through payment systems. Payment services, 1. The total number of non-cash payments in the euro area, comprising all types of payment services, 2, increased by 7.9% to 90.7 billion in 2018 compared with the previous year. Card payments accounted for 46% of all transactions, while credit transfers and direct debits accounted each for 23%. The number of credit transfers within the euro area increased in 2018 by 4.7% to 21.0 billion. The relative importance of transactions initiated electronically continued to increase, with the ratio of transactions initiated electronically to paper-based transactions now standing at around 11 to 1. The number of cards in the euro area with a payment function increased in 2018 by 4.0% to 544.0 million. With a total euro area population of 341 million, this represented around 1.6 payment cards per euro area inhabitant. The number of card transactions rose by 13.0% to 41.4 billion, with a total value of 1.8 trillion. This corresponds to an average value of around 44 per card transaction. Chart 1 below shows the development in the use of the main payment services in the euro area from 2000 to 2018. The relative importance of the main payment services continued to vary widely across euro area countries in 2018. For example, the highest national percentage for card payments is displayed by Portugal at around 71%, the highest national percentage for credit transfers is found in Slovakia at around 44% and Germany accounts for the highest national percentage for direct debits at around 47%, see Annex. In 2018, the total number of automated teller machines (ATMs) in the euro area decreased by 0.3% to 0.30 million, while the number of point-of-sale (POS) terminals increased by 11.2% to 10.5 million. Retail payment systems. Retail payment systems in the euro area handle mainly payments that are made by individuals, with a relatively low value, high volume, and limited time criticality. In 2018, data have been reported for 23 retail payment systems within the euro area as a whole. During the year, around 44 billion transactions were processed with a combined value of 34.0 trillion three. There continues to be a notable degree of concentration in euro area retail payment systems in 2018. The three largest systems in terms of number of transactions, CORE in France, STEP2-4, and RPS in Germany, processed 67% of the volume and 70% of the value of all transactions processed by euro area retail payment systems. Chart 2 shows the number and value of transactions processed by euro area retail payment systems in 2018. Large value payment systems. Large value payment systems (LVPSs) are designed primarily to process large value and/or high priority payments made between participants in the system for their own account or on behalf of their customers. Although, as a rule, no minimum value is set for payments made in such systems, the average size of such payments is usually relatively large. During 2018, three systems settled 142 million payments with a total value of 489 trillion in euro payments, with TARGET2 and EURO1, STEP1 being the two main LVPSs. 5. The full set of payment statistics can be downloaded from the Statistical Data Warehouse (SDW). The reports section of the SDW also contains pre-formatted tables with payment statistics for the last 5 years. The data are presented in the same format as in the former Blue Book addendum. For detailed methodological information, including a list of all data definitions, please refer to the statistics section of the ECB's website. As a result of the progressive implementation of the Single Euro Payments Area (SEPA) and other developments in the payments market in Europe, the methodological and reporting framework for payment statistics has been enhanced as of the reference year 2014. The new requirements are laid down in the Regulation on Payment Statistics (ECB) 2013/43 and in the Guideline on Monetary and Financial Statistics (Recast) ECB 2014-15. A background note, available on the ECB's website, describes the changes in more detail. In addition to annual payment statistics for 2018, this press release incorporates minor revisions to data for previous periods. The hyperlinks in the press release are dynamic, thus, the data might slightly change with the next annual release due to revisions. Unless otherwise indicated, statistics referring to euro area cover the EU member states that had adopted the euro at the time to which the data relate. 1. SEPA instruments are included in the respective categories. Information on the SEPA instruments can be found on the ECB's website http://www.ecb.europa.eu/payme/sepa/html/index.n.html. 2. Including credit transfers, direct debits, card payments with cards issued by resident payment service providers, e-money payments, checks and other payment services. 3. The figures for one Cypriot payment system are excluded from the euro area aggregates due to confidentiality. 4. STEP2 is a pan-European automated clearinghouse for retail payments in euro operated by EBA Clearing. 5. TARGET2 is the second-generation trans-European automated real-time gross settlement express transfer system. It is operated by the Eurosystem and settles payments in euro in central bank money. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.